Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio. This is the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. If you're listening to us on Renegade Radio or Stitcher, Spotify, Apple, Deezer, TuneIn, Radio Public, CastBox, whatever, thanks for tuning in. Once again, it's Mark, the goth comedian. I'm a little out of sorts because my co-host Hannah Bach is not here tonight. Everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ is not feeling well. We hope she feels better. And she's missing a good show with all of her friends. I booked this specifically for her, with all of her friends. And she didn't, but I hope she's feeling better. Because I didn't, I thought you guys had never met. But here, I've known you for years. This is Liz Lorton, a.k.a. Liz Lightspeed. You do so much. What do you guys hear about she does? She's not only a model, a dancer, you've been talking, filmmaker, actress, wrestler, ass kicker,
vegan.
Yes, vegan.
Oops. And,
oh, my goodness. Oh, that's your phone. I was like, wait a second.
Sorry.
I bought her like a really high fiber drink. I didn't know what was going on there. But it had a lot of beats and roughage, and I didn't know what's. And she's wearing all sorts of leather, too. So I thought, okay. So how's your phone?
It's off. And buzzing is off.
You said vegan and, vegan booty call. I don't know what's going on there. Yes, Liz is here. Liz Lorden, a.k.a. Liz Lightspeed. What else do? You do, you're a martial artist?
I'm singing, I pole dance, but mostly I do my wrestling. That's what I do for money.
Yes, yes. I've seen a little bit of that. That's interesting. We're going to talk about that.
Cool.
I saw something where you were shoving your feet in the guy's face and we're going to talk about that. So. We're not just going to talk about you guys, but here also Rockstar's here. That's a Cammy from the band Dante HH.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been meaning to have you on for a long time. I actually wanted to have you and your girlfriend on because she's fascinating.
Oh,
I met her first. But, you know, here you are. And
she should be here eventually.
Well, she will. We will. We will interview her. Because I went to a Dante HH show probably last year thereabouts. They opened for, you remember, Liz, the metal band The Bullet Boys?
Oh, yeah.
They opened for The Bullet Boys at this bar up by my, where I used to live in Tarzana. And then this beautiful girl, like, stops me. She's like, I know you. I'm like, oh, really? She's like, my boyfriend's in the band, and I'm a friend of Hannah's. I'm like, okay. Well, this is Cammy. Cammy Rain from Dante HH. And you brought your guitar player. I don't know your full name.
It's Alex.
Alex, I've seen you. I've seen you jam. I've seen you shred.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Alex. And we're going to get to know all about you.
Thanks.
Wearing a nice nice satanic shirt for the occasion. I appreciate that. We wouldn't, you're wearing a satanic shirt. He's wearing like a sriracha shirt.
I don't know what's going on. Hattori Hanzo shirt.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, there you go.
Swords and sushi.
Yeah, there you go. That goes with the whole martial arts thing.
Yeah.
Abercrombie & Fitch?
Mm-hmm. No. I think I bought it somewhere in the internet in the deep web or something.
they used to have shirts like that at like Abercrombie & Fitch.
Oh, really?
And then,
they ruined the surprise.
Yeah,
they're not fashionable anymore, so that makes me, I guess, some kind of weird hipster now.
We're all kind of weird hipsters. But anyway, before we get started, speaking of weird hipsters, now I got to talk about our sponsors really quick. Mm. Am I entirely in frame? I think so. Check that out. Just drinking beers. Anyway, Audible. You guys are on the road. All three of you are on the road. Man, they can't stop calling Liz. Everybody's on the road. I do comedy. You do music. You're traveling, wrestling guys, kicking their ass. You got to have something to listen to in the car. Listen to Audible. I've got a great deal for you. Go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/DMS. And you get a free book and two free Audible originals. You can get any book you want. You can get books on fitness. You can get books on veganism. They got vegan cookbooks. You can get books on metal, rock. They got Nikki Sixx's autobiography. They've got just about anything. Corey Taylor from Slipknot. They got all sorts of stuff. Dante HH, I'm sure they have Dante's Inferno. They've got everything there. Cool. But not only that, you get a book and a 30-day free trial. You get two Audible originals. You can get... There's a play with Kate McKinnon where she plays a Wicked Witch from Saturday Night Live. That's one you could get. Alien 3, horrible movie.
Yeah.
William Gibson wrote a screenplay that was supposed to be great. So what did Audible do? They put on a whole, they did a whole audio play of people reading the script, including Michael Biehn, Lance Hendrickson, and people that were in Alien. Seriously? So you can see what Alien 3 could have been. You can get that free.
Oh, that's cool.
No, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Get that. Another Audible original. They've got science fiction books read by John Waters, Zachary Quinto. They got everything. And any book you want. And then that's you cancel good. The next day if you want. They don't charge you. But if you keep the membership, you get deep discounts on books.
Wow. That
sounds good.
So, yeah, no, the Alien 3 thing, that's the Audible original for the month. That's definitely – I'm going to San Diego this week. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
And also, speaking of veganism, Doomies Home Cooking. Now, Liz, you've been to Doomies, right?
Doomies?
Or is that too much junk food for you?
What is that?
Oh, let me tell you. Doomies – is the best vegan restaurant you'll ever go
to. Oh, my gosh. I got to go.
Do you know Phil Doomy? I mean, you guys must have crossed paths at some
Maybe.
Point. Maybe. He used to, and I know you've been to Das Bunker and the other clubs. He used to cook tacos and stuff there.
Oh.
He's got a whole vegan empire now.
Oh, that's awesome.
1253 Vine Street. Doomy's Home Cooking and Doomy's Next Mex.
I got to go.
You better make it a cheat day because... they've got vegan food you wouldn't believe. You guys should go, too. I don't care if you eat meat or not. I eat meat. I love it. They have pulled pork sandwiches, Big Macs, Philly cheesesteaks. They have shrimp po' boys. They've got a Mexican restaurant. It's got flautas, as big as flautas I ever had.
Really? They're all vegan?
All vegan. Everything Ooh. Is vegan. My friend, oh, yeah, the carrot cake.
I got to check it out.
They have their chef, their dessert chef is called Das Baker.
Oh.
And he makes chocolate cake, carrot cake. He makes all sorts of stuff, and you've never had food like this. It would fool anybody. If you put this down from a meteor, they would have no idea.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down.
Well, Doomy's Home Cooking. Doomy's Doomies.
Okay.
Right on the corner of Fountain and Vine. Mm.
Oh.
1253 Vine Street.
Not far.
They also have two restaurants in Culver City. They also have a restaurant in Toronto, Canada.
Interesting.
I don't know how he does it, but he does it. This stuff tastes delicious.
Awesome.
Chili cheese fries, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Amazing. Delicious.
Love it.
Delicious. Anyway, so I've got the camera on, Liz. So I'll start
Oh, you
with
do?
You.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm very stealth like that. Yeah. So, Liz, I've known you for years, but we never really talked. I'm so glad you're finally on the show.
Oh,
I tried to get you on, like, years ago, and you would always... And I always would, like, match you up with a wrestler or something, like, you know.
Yeah.
And you just like, at the last minute, you're like, I can't go.
I can't. Stop it.
But now you're here.
Yes, I am.
It's 2019. It's a whole new Liz.
I feel bad about that, so I'm like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, all three times?
Yes.
Okay. But I haven't seen you since I've been back in town.
I know. I've been out for 2 months.
You didn't even know I left town and came back.
Oh, you did too? Oh, okay.
I left town in 2015 and came back in 2016. Late 2017.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Since I've been down. I would see you at the fetish clubs all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Scantily clad.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
I do it.
Yeah. So where are you from?
I was born in Missouri.
Yeah. I thought I saw that.
I've been there. That's why it's kind of ripped off. I was just there for 2 months.
The Missouri. Yeah. But St. Louis or Kansas City?
Well,
or?
I lived in St. Louis for a little bit, but I grew up in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, Ozarks. Okay. Oh, big, yeah. The big town.
Springfield is, 100,000?
Yeah. That's all right. So, when did you hit L.A.?
1990.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, spent some time in New York, too, like 4 years in New York in between, but came back because L.A. is so nice and warm.
Right. So, but have you always, because you're always the golden girl. I can't even imagine you in, like, Missouri, like.
Yeah.
Amongst the cornfields. Yeah. Well, I guess it's kind of a farmer's daughter sort of thing going on.
A little bit there.
But have you always been into fitness? And
oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I did sprinting and gymnastics and triathlons.
Triathlon? What was your first triathlon?
Let's see. I was 19 and I won my age group. And I won a lot in my age group for 3 years because nobody that young was doing it.
Well, that's great.
But I always walked away with a medal just because I had no competition, but I still did it pretty good. So.
Yeah, so the year that you stopped doing it, I could have like slipped in there and like I said, nobody would have known. I just would have like it would have taken me 3 days, but I would have been able to do it.
Oh yeah, cycling was good. I liked it. I was good at that.
Yeah,
not so good at distance running, but I managed.
Yeah. And so when you got to L.A., was it to pursue acting?
Yeah, Yeah. Just, I always sing and dance in my living room growing up and write songs and sing and dance. And
see, I didn't know you did music.
Yeah, I've been in a couple bands, wrote two full albums. I'm working on stuff now. I'm in a band right now called Bandanos doing backup.
Bandanos.
Yeah.
Wow. You said you did the albums. What albums were those and what time frame were we talking about?
I just started doing that.
No, but I mean, you said you were in some other bands.
That was in New York.
Yeah.
And one when I came here, but it's just wrestling's been keeping me real busy, so you know.
Oh yeah.
Kicking butt.
That's what I know, Liz Lightspeed. Yeah. People know you as you wrestle women, but you also I think the main thing is you kick guys' asses, which I
find. I don't care what's going on. Take them on.
Yeah, and they love it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I watched this thing. You were shoving it. It was 34 minutes. I watched it for research purposes. It was you. Liz shoves her feet in a guy's face, and it was
research.
It was a lot of research. I just stumbled on it last night. I couldn't sleep, and I want to talk about it because are you guys at the feet? He is. I can see right now. Are you? No. That was a long pause. It's okay if you are. Who cares? Whatever.
I didn't want to say this. Is it okay if I say yes or no? But no, not really.
He's into feet. What about you?
Guy.
Are you into?
No.
Because
no.
I like when women have feet. I'm not into the Captain Hook look, but you guys.
Well, with feet.
No, because this guy. I don't know. I skipped through it, but this guy comes over and. You're like on a couch, and you start shoving your feet in his face, and then I don't know how you got on the mat, but you got on the mat.
Yes, it sounds like a typical match.
Yeah, and you just kept like beating him up and putting him in weird positions and
choking him with my legs.
And the positions always would end up with your
arm
feet,
bars,
your feet. In
oh face. Yeah, foot. Let's see, what was that? Holds from hell or something.
I don't know, but I just and he kept like pretending like he didn't like it, but I could tell he liked it. Right?
Yeah, it's fun for me too.
Are you on Wiki Feet? I didn't even look.
Do I? What about my feet?
Are you on Wiki Feet? I'm sure you are.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
You guys don't know about Wiki Feet?
No.
It's
no.
A whole thing, yeah. You guys.
Yeah, I'll have to look. I see that. I was so engaged in that match. I didn't research that. But we've had a few guests that have gotten big stars on Wiki Feet. What do you think it is? I always bring it up because it amuses me. I'm not
that
into
fetish?
Feet. Yeah. Because you're such a beautiful woman.
I mean, here's like you're really into feet.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I just look at this woman. Look how beautiful she is. Look at that body. Look at
okay,
that face.
On,
look at everything.
Yeah.
Like, feet is like the last thing on my mind.
I don't know. There's these guys, and it's a huge fetish. It's like one of the top fetishes.
And it plays good.
I kind of have a foot fetish, so I understand.
Do really?
I like pretty feet or feet. Handsome feet or feet. I don't want them on my face or to kiss them or anything, but I do like them, and I get excited when I see people's feet.
Really?
For the first time, I'm like, oh my God, how do the feet look? You know? Ooh.
Really?
Yes.
And what constitutes a good foot as opposed to a bad foot?
I like long toes.
Okay.
And you can see the bones here, and I like delicate. Delicate, you know, like these bones here.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Delicate feet.
Okay.
It's like a signature of the painting.
So it has to be long. Like if the second toe is bigger than the first toe.
That's cute.
You like that?
I do like
that. Okay, because I got that. But anyway.
You got that.
I got that. I'm just trying to think. I mean, I could take off my shoes, but I don't want to get into it. But I'm trying to think my feet would pass muster. Anyway. I there's so much more about you, and we're gonna talk about the veganism. When did you become vegan?
It's been 5 years.
Okay, so you weren't always a vegan.
No, I mean most people aren't always vegans. You know, it's kind of a new. Right. I mean, we grew up with the four food groups and all that mumbo jumbo, but we're frugivores. It's proven. If go to Liz LLA. My Instagram, I have tons of posts.
Right.
It's
that what is it? Lizella? I thought it was Lizella.
I guess it's kind of like Liz LLA. There's three L's going on there.
Hey, what was I looking at?
Lizella.
I always thought it was Lizella because you were like, you know, you're like, you beat guys up and stuff.
Oh, well, I can be Lizella if you want me to.
Okay. Liz LLA, you have a lot of vegan stuff on there.
Yes, and it's the environmental, the health reasons and the ethical reasons. And.
Right.
Also, you know, I can help people learn how, because you can't just go vegan overnight. It's not something, cause everybody's trying to do that, because everybody's like, oh, this vegan thing is cool, you know, right. Kindness, care about the environment.
Sure.
51% emissions compared to all the automobiles, only 13%.
Right.
The carbon emissions. So it's huge.
Do you have to gradually do it? You gotta.
You have to just cut one thing out at a time and get completely used to not having that one thing.
And the cheese is the last give up.
Yes, but they make this new vegan cheese by Daya.
Yeah.
It's D-A-Y-I-A or something like that.
No, I've had good vegan cheese. I'm
really
just saying,
good.
Every vegan I talk to is like, the meat wasn't bad, but the cheese.
Yes. But it's just the amount of water it uses. I mean, nobody wants to hurt an animal or see an animal get hurt. It's not in our nature.
Right.
It's not in anybody's nature that's cool,
right.
You know, and you know, with all these things in your favor, I mean, you know, it's just good for your health, good for the environment. It's ethical, you know. Mm-hmm. It really is the only way, and it'll change the whole entire planet. And it's up to the individual. It's like, it's up to the consumer. If once
right.
everybody starts doing it, there'll be no need for more suffering. And
well, vegan food's come a long way too.
Yeah, there's a lot of meat substitutes. It tastes just like, you know, and you know, eventually you'll just start craving live fruits and vegetables and seeds and nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where I'm at. I've just gotten to the point where I just really love the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you always have. I mean, you've always been in great shape, and you've always
Thank
had.
You.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, you go to these clubs, you see her, and you know, the muscles and the whole thing. You're just like, and you know, there's always a lot of good looking women wearing scantily clad, but not everybody in your kind of shape.
Oh, why, thank you very much.
Yes.
I'm glad you noticed.
I did notice. I also noticed these guys. This is kind of, now, you're from Springfield, Missouri. This guy is from Bogota, Colombia.
Yeah.
Where they, and this is not vegan, but hot chocolate and cheese. You're into that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
well,
that's
we grow up with that, right?
That's a Colombian. You're from Colombia, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And did you guys
He's
meet
my
in
best
Colombia?
Friend.
You guys meet in Colombia? You guys go to
yeah.
L.A. together?
Yeah, we've known each other since we were like
13 years old.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Since
you
little
get...
kids.
Oh okay.
Yeah,
guys...
it's sure like our we started like because we really loved like you know just comic books and all that stuff and movies and when you said about Alien
yeah
like, wow that's pretty cool.
Audibletrial.com/DMS. So but you guys were. I don't want because you guys are big rock stars now, but sounds like comic books and sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys are kind of a couple nerds.
Yeah, we basically.
And that's when nerds were like not cool, not
yeah.
the cool.
We're basically geeks, except when we have a bottle of Jack Daniels in our hands. You know, then
okay,
it becomes kind of like infernal, I guess.
That's the Jack Daniels, but then again, all that stuff's cool now.
Yeah,
all the stuff like that. I people used to. Make fun of me for liking comic books and sci-fi stuff. I swear, when I was a kid, people called me a fag because I like Doctor Who.
Oh no!
No, actually,
now everybody loves Doctor Who.
Do you know? Did you ever hear of that '90s band called the KLF?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, what time is left?
They did the Doctor Who song too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when it was not cool at all, like Doctor Who was going through a crisis, and they like.
See now
it
I got
back.
All these. Yeah, I got all these KLF things going through my.
Yeah, because they were like punk rockers, but punk rock was out of the picture,
they
disguised themselves as like you know, not cool pop, mainstream.
Yeah.
Music, but then. They were like subversive, so.
I was going to ask you your influences. I didn't think the KLF was going to be one of them.
No, yeah. I guess.
KLF. Remember that song?
What? Yeah.
KLF is.
Sing
KLF. The video.
Yeah.
Like, big
because
cell phone. Like,
they were subversive, you know, like.
KLF's
going to
rock
you. Did you ever see what they did in the? The Brit Awards came out with a machine gun.
And they had one album that was like a hit album, and then they quit.
Yeah, they burned everything they had.
They went on like a Britain a British award show, and they pretended like they had machine guns in their hands. They pretended to shoot the audience.
Oh my god!
They were like shutting down the music industry. So.
Right, and they actually like they had like realistic gun sounds.
Oh,
like,
that's kind of scary.
And, like, everybody freaked out.
Yeah, everybody was expecting them to play like their KLF. And then they brought like a trash metal band to play it.
Yeah.
It was like completely you couldn't like recognize it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And they came out and they started shooting all the posh like wow. actresses and actors. So,
so when you're 13, cool. So you didn't really bond over music. You bonded over sci-fi and
no, music was part of it too. We used to like Alex was like the metalhead and I was the goth kid. He was the guy who was into grunge. I was the punk rocker. So kind of like we started like mixing all that when we started thinking about starting a band, you know.
Right. Now, what comic book series did you get into in Colombia?
Oh, a lot.
Colombia has one of the greatest writers in the history of literature, which is
Gabriel
Garcia Marquez.
They're gonna do a series about
100 years of solitude.
Yeah, that's last time.
We get to read that as kids, you know, and then we were like bibliophiles. So.
Right.
So we read a lot, but how do we make this cool? Like
I gotta go to Colombia. We've had a lot of Colombian guests, and
really,
everybody seems to say, "Come, go down to Colombia." They like it down there.
A lot of diversity.
I went there.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. How'd that work out?
It was awesome. Yeah. I was just telling them earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, Cartagena.
Cartagena.
Coast of Colombia.
It was Cartagena when you left, but it was Cartagena. What did they think of you? They must have loved
they
you.
They wanted to see my eyes.
Really?
Behind my glasses, they all kept saying, "Can I see your eyes? Can I see your eyes?"
Oh, that's what a move! And then they give you the sultry look, and I know.
Well,
that,
they
I
just wanted to see like the color, I think.
Yeah,
maybe more.
I don't know.
Oh, come on! You know that line. Come on, you know that line. you got a beautiful girlfriend. I would imagine you have a beautiful girlfriend.
No, I don't have a girlfriend at the moment.
No girlfriend at the moment? No. What happened?
I'm solo now.
Oh,
it's like a Han Solo, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah, I'm solo
good,
now.
Good for you. Well, you're a good looking guy, though, I'm sure. Oh, you guys just played the other night downtown.
Yeah, we Redwood Bar. Yeah,
is that where they play? They have like the weird like psychedelic thing in front of the band.
It's like a nautical like themed.
Yeah,
bar.
It's a pirate bar. I went there a couple.
It's great.
When I went there, they had like this weird like you know the '60s bands where they have like the gel thing. Did they do that for you?
No.
Okay.
What bar was that?
It's a bar called the Redwood Bar downtown.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool. I mean, some cool bands play there, and
yeah, especially like adult. You can see that there's like this rock scene going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they usually go to a lot of those bars, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen bands like bands that. Probably, but they're not metal or you know goth metal or gothic rock, but they have their own thing. Like for example, the Night Times.
There's a whole bunch of like new bands.
Yeah, new
brewing,
bands.
Like
it's,
a new
it's
scene
like a new scene coming.
Right.
And we're moving around with those bands, especially with we get through the whole psychobilly thing because our bass player, he's Keisuke.
Yeah,
and he used to play on this pretty well-known band on the underground psychobilly scene called Inazuma.
Okay,
cool.
And
no, he's great. You got to see him. You gotta
he's a great guy.
You got to see these guys live because he like jumps on the bass. It's a whole
he's
thing.
Great.
Yeah.
He's Japanese.
So it's like so you guys are Colombian.
Yeah,
he's Japanese. Yeah, and the other guys are just
Colombian
too. Yeah,
so everybody's Colombian except for the Japanese.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're four Colombians and one Japanese.
Okay, so did you guys start the band in Colombia?
Yeah.
Yeah, we started.
Okay, then when did you start playing guitar?
Like around when I was 17 years old. Long time ago.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I know you guys are dropping these like '90s references. I can tell you're older than you look, but I think everybody in here is older than they look.
And we were always like fans of our like old school rock and roll.
It's too late now. But anyway, so but 17's kind of it's kind of late to start guitar, I would think.
Yeah, I thought that too, but. Oh, at the beginning, I said, like, well, you know, 17, I don't know, probably I'm too late. But then I found out that Robbie Krieger from The Doors started at 17, too. So, like,
all right, well,
yeah, why not?
Yeah. Right. Never too late.
Or yeah, or ask the guy from the Velvet Underground. Yeah. Well, Reed, he just played with like one string, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean,
it wasn't a guitar, that it was singing.
Yeah, but
he never took any singing lessons.
But I mean,
either,
yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a beautiful thing about rock.
Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. He didn't really. He never really enunciated. He didn't sing like you did.
That's a cool thing about rock and roll and punk rockers. Eh?
Yeah, the punk ethic. You know.
Yeah. So you start playing guitar. When did you rope him in to be a singer?
I don't know. Was
we were trying to escape the horrible fate of having to work in an office.
It's the worst.
Which was a very romantic, like, way of looking at things. We were like 17 years old, and that's a beautiful age because you feel like you have the possibility of doing like overwhelming and daunting like things with your future, and it's not gonna be impossible.
Right.
Which was great because otherwise I don't think we would have like done it, you know, with everything that, you know, has happened with the music industry and how hard it is to like have a band going these days.
Oh sure. Well, I'm gonna get to that, but when you were 17, what were your dreams? What did you think you would be doing? I know this was like 3 years ago, but what were you like?
I was just trying to have some fun and jam it out really full blast in my car stereo all the time, and
so
going 90
really
miles an hour.
So you didn't think about the future? You weren't like, I'm gonna be an actress.
I wanted to be a movie star. Who doesn't want to be a movie star?
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Rock star, movie star, one of those star things.
A movie star, why not?
I'm working on it.
Yeah. Shoot. But I was because you do have a couple IMDb credits.
Yeah,
you're you're filming some things.
I've been in a few things.
No, that's awesome.
I work it.
Yeah, so
I'm gonna make it happen.
So I love that I can't follow the narrative here. I'm trying to like do a straight line of how you guys got to LA and stuff. Now, were the other guys from Dante HH, not the Japanese guy, but the other guys, were they playing with you before he started singing or?
No, we started together.
Okay.
And yeah, you know, members come and go.
Yeah.
And we found Gonzo, who is the lead guitar.
Donzo.
Gonzo.
Yeah. Gonzo is his cousin.
He's my cousin.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's my cousin, and he was a drummer at the beginning.
But, okay.
And then he joined the band as a bass player. So right. If you see the video of Swamp Thing, where we pulled like a dead lady all over a swamp. If you see Gonzo, he's not playing a guitar, he's playing a bass.
Right.
Yeah. And, something happened with our other guitar player. He had to go.
Right.
And he always was better playing guitar than bass, so we told him, like, well...
But what did you ever think of singing? Why did you?
Oh, No. I play guitar, but that doesn't mean I'm, like, the greatest guitar player.
No, but you're good.
Thank you.
Yeah, of all the singers in Colombia, just you wanted your best friend to be in the band.
Oh, you mean the Cammy singing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we always wanted him singing. So I remember that now that you're asking about the singing, right. You know, Cammy always had this deep voice.
Voice, yeah. What happened?
And I told him, like, look, hey, dude, why don't you just try to sing? And he was always the art guy. He was always drawing and...
Right.
And he always like a good writer.
Okay.
So he writes pretty cool stuff.
And now, were you the one that came up with the name?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, at the beginning, we were like really influenced by 70s rock.
Sure.
Led Zeppelin and the Stooges and a little bit of like the Doors too. So we called ourselves like Dreamcatcher, and then nobody could like pronounce it down there. They even... went as far as calling us like Dr. Catcher. And then we were like, we need a new name, you know, and we need to get serious. And then we changed everything. And then because we like literature, we thought about the medieval poet Dante, you know, and he wrote the Divine Comedy, which is his, you know, his journey through hell and purgatory and paradise. So we said, what if we do that and like mix it with like harsh reality things into like one rock and roll trip like through hell and back.
Is there a group named Dante?
A what?
Is there a group named Dantec? Is that why you did the HH to? Or
no? Yeah, if we're groups,
the group with like rappers.
Yeah. Like a comedian Dantec.
A comedian. One of the funny stories is that when we named ourselves Dantec, we started getting a lot of likes from Christians on our Facebook page. That's cool, like a lot of likes, but then we started seeing the insights, was like, okay, this is weird, and suddenly we started receiving these messages of people like, tell me Dantec what should I behave, and we're like, okay, this is weird, and we found out that there's like this
Christian pastor in Colombia, South America. South America, like he's huge. Yeah. Like a
Dantec.
Huge, Dantec Gebel.
Dantec Gebel.
I've heard that guy.
And then, you know, everybody thought it was like the Facebook page from him. So Alex used to like, we do our own like music videos, and we always strive to be like visually striking.
Sure.
So we try to make them like horror.
Yeah.
So every time when someone would ask, like, you know, the Dantec page, like, what should I do? Alex would say, my dear sister or brother, you should look at this and
this video. Check this video.
Yeah, check this video.
And it was like Swamp Thing, which is about a killer doing witchcraft in a swamp.
Yeah. do whatever's in this video. And
then they would never reply or they would ask us to put it down, but it created like this.
Well, that's good. It's a good name. It got
all really fast because we started getting more likes from those people who were not interested in what we were doing.
Right.
And then we have a song called Hellhounds, and the thing was that a guy who was a fan, he started using like the hashtag like We Are Hellhounds on Twitter, and
right.
And then we decided we wanted like a logo, kind of like the Sisters of Mercy.
I've seen that.
Like something that was circular and kind of like combined different things. And so we included it there, and we said, well, Dantec HH will like, you know, separate us from the rest, you know.
Okay.
And then it was Dantec HH or Dantec Hellhounds, you know.
There you go. Well, let me, since it just goes by so fast. We're almost halfway through. I guess it's a better time to play the song. This is what song is this again that we're gonna be playing? Well, you just came out with an album.
Yeah,
or you just dropped an album on Spotify, Tidal, and all the services.
But
this song is on it, but it's not the version we're gonna play.
Yeah. What we did was nowadays everything's like there's no rules unless you're like signed to a label or something, so you can like release anything the way you want.
Yeah.
So what we did was we wrote like 30 songs, like a double album.
Mm-hmm.
We said instead of releasing it like just as an album, let's release like song by song and treat each song like a single, and make a video or an art thing for it, you know. And then we just start releasing songs one by one.
And this song is?
This is Burning Bridges.
Burning Bridges.
Which is kind of like a... I think it's very representative of where the band is at right
well,
now.
Well, I should probably, you know, especially 31 minutes, and should probably say the band is kind of a mix of punk, metal, hard rock, and rockabilly, I would say.
Yeah. Surf rock.
Anyway, let's hear it. We'll judge for ourselves.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Anyway, we're going to fade that out a little bit, but that's a little Dante HH. I like it.
Thanks.
I've seen you guys a couple times, and you guys are great live.
Yeah, we always try. Well, we were influenced by bands like Sex Pistols and
Lormones
and Nirvana. You never knew what was going to happen on stage.
Right.
It was a lot of energy. So we try to like be the band that we would like to see ourselves on stage. So we don't like to be like boring and like being there. We like to like, you never know what's gonna happen. Like going to like an Iggy Pop concert, you never know when he's like gonna jump in the crowd or something. You know.
I just saw him in a movie where he played a zombie. They didn't have to use a lot of makeup, but that's a whole other story. But Liz, now I've seen not in addition to the foot stuff we were going. I've seen so many things, just physical feats of strength from you.
Oh yes.
And you know, someone would say, if you're vegan, you don't get enough protein or other things. I'm just saying that, not me. I'm just saying other people would say that.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm saying I'm seeing you like doing handstands on the beach. And
yeah, I do lift. I lift people too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
300 pounds, and I'll squat. You know, put people on my shoulders.
But you lift people that are 300 pounds?
Yeah, I've lifted 300 pounds.
Really?
Two people at once too.
Well, I've seen that.
Yeah.
But they were like two little trippy guys, though.
Well, they weighed like.
Like you could like lift 70, me up, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, I gotta catch, gotta get a hold of you somehow, you know, and I can lift you up.
We might be doing that later if you're up for that. And I think these guys want to see
Maybe
that.
Maybe she can pick us the three of us.
I know she can pick the two of you guys.
Yeah. Maybe we can do like a promotion with the whole Dante.
That'd be cool.
And we were talking before the show, as far as the splits are concerned, not only do you do splits, but you do beyond the splits.
The oversplits.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, well, beyond is another word for
the
that.
The oversplits. Hold on, I'm just trying to get, there we go. You got the oversplits.
So that's,
what's the oversplit?
Split, and then you'll put your front foot on a block, and then,
you're almost like a, it's almost like a V thing.
It's, you start going from a horizontal line to like that, yeah.
Wow. So how do you go from triathlete to this? I mean, this is just amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. I just started getting really into the martial arts. And
What martial arts?
I watched every kung fu movie you could get your hands on.
Right.
I went.
Tori Hanzo.
Yeah. Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan and Jet Li.
Be water, my friend.
I watched all of those movies, and I was just started taking kung fu. And I took kung fu for a couple years. And then
Kung Do or just?
I was just a wushu or something like that.
Wushu,
I don't remember. It's a long time ago, but
Wing Chun?
I took it at the Y. And
at the Y?
The Y. Yeah, that's really cool.
Did they teach martial arts at the Y?
They did. But it took 2 years. And then I realized that, I thought, The Rock and all these wrestlers get into acting. I'm like, so I want to do wrestling so I can become a superstar.
Right. Hulk Hogan tried it too, but a whole different thing.
So I got into indie wrestling and pro style wrestling, and I found out through another girl that does the competitive jiu-jitsu stuff, and I'm like, this is a great way for me to just, you know.
So not only do you do like the wrestling guys and carrying them and all that, have you've done like legitimate like wrestling like in front of a crowd?
Oh yeah, but I do there's the competitive, which is the submissions, and then the pro style, which is kind of like, you know, you work together and do all the cool high flying stuff, you know.
Let's get ready to rumble. Here's Liz Lightspeed, that kind of thing.
But
you never got to like, you know, WWF.
I never did that. No.
No. But what's the weirdest interaction you had under the crowd? I mean, you had to be a good girl. Like you couldn't be like a
I get to play bad girl too a lot.
Really?
There's a lot of acting involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would say you'd be the good girl. And be
usually
like
because I'm blonde. And
yeah. Stuff and you're always smiling.
I know. That's another thing. I'd be like fighting 100%. Everybody's like, stop smiling. We're supposed to look serious. I'm like, but I'm just having
that
so
happens
much fun.
To our drummer a lot, though.
He does that too?
Yeah, he is. One night it was like really dark show, and he was just, and then some random guy came like, why are you smiling? This is supposed to be like dark.
Yeah, he's but he's a real Satan. He's a real devil.
Yeah. He wears red collars.
Red collars.
Oh, really? Right.
If you see the devil, he's not gonna wear black.
Really?
No.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I'll make
he'll be
note.
All shiny and smiling and like our drummer.
I'll make another. I'll make another. Yeah. Well, I've seen him. I've seen him smiling. I didn't think it was a big deal, but
I think next time that we play.
Do people really complain about shit like that? I mean, I can see wrestling.
I was just kidding around, you know.
Yeah. let's be honest. He's got a
large personality.
Yeah. Yeah. He is. I mean, but he's got the. You know, he's looking at the back of your hair the whole time. So that's the whole thing. We gotta get to the hair. I mean,
sometimes.
How long does it take to get this together?
Not as long, depending on. How you want it?
This is you know, you got the you know, just regular ponytail.
Oh no, but it takes time too.
But he's got what they call the rooster.
Yeah,
it's like the Rod Stewart, Ron Wood sort of thing going on.
Kind of like.
Well, no, your face doesn't look like a tree trunk, but like Ron Wood.
I hope not.
You got the hair.
Maybe later on. getting ready for that.
Yeah. If you know the KLF, you're older than I thought. And
no, I learned about the KLF actually through a really good book called KLF by John Hicks.
I can't believe we're back to the
Chaos KLF. Chaos Magic, and the band who burned a million pounds.
Oh, okay.
Which
yeah, I gotta check that out.
That's a myth. They got all their money and they like burned it all.
Yeah, but they really.
Yeah. They did.
Okay. Like, smart.
And there was a reason behind the whole thing, and it's really interesting.
I would imagine drugs were involved. But when you've been wrestling, what's the weirdest reaction? Like, have anybody really like start yelling at you and stuff? And
oh well, yeah. I mean, sometimes when it's too intense, you know, you kind of get up mad. It turns into like, oh, I'm mad now. You know.
Have you ever hurt a guy bad? Like
no.
Okay.
I'm always careful. Yeah. I mean, I think I might have squeezed some ribs too hard a couple of times.
Yeah, because you are Flex. Show these guys. Look at that. You've always been in such great shape.
Thank you.
And it must be intimidating for like guys to I've seen guys like check you out and been too scared to go up to you and say hi.
Cause I'll be like, whoosh.
Yeah, because unless you look like Jason Momoa, I mean, what's the point? Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like all guys.
Okay.
But you know, I like good looking ones.
Well, that takes me out. But
you're handsome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh well, and the other thing, somebody was actually on Facebook talking about your tattoos and how inspirational they are.
Oh, why? Thank you. They're very.
You've added since I last saw you.
Yeah, I got this crop circles and DNA swirls going up into outer space and
oh, really?
UFO and.
Well, you're not going to be working a corporate job, that's for sure.
Oh no, that was the whole idea. I'm like. Yeah. I'm going to set myself up for fighting for the underground.
Yeah. what's the underground in your eyes?
Just real art. Real
art.
Deep, soulful, life-changing things that make the world a better place.
Okay. So besides veganism, what does that entail?
That's a message of kindness and compassion. I don't think there's anything better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something that we really could use these days.
Most definitely.
Right.
And then I'll kick your ass afterwards.
Perfect.
Only if you want me to.
Well, I would love you to.
And if I do it when you don't want me to, then you deserve it.
Yes. Yeah. but how did you get into the LA Fetishy? Because that's where we met.
I was a dancer. I was a pole dancer. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just wrestling is a fetish, you know.
Right.
It's a fetish. What you gonna
do? I'm trying to think when
I do a lot of fetish stuff.
Trying to think when I first met you, and I think, as with most of these things, it probably started at Club Hell.
Oh yeah. Oh, you remember me from then?
Yeah. Well, I think I actually was the ballsy one that actually hit on you back then.
Oh my God.
See, it's all coming back to you now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to go to all those really crazy underground.
You guys. When did you guys come to? When did you guys come to America?
Well, as a band, or because we had come here as tourists, and just like
when did you come to America?
Like But like when?
Like the first time? Or
no,
like
when did you come here to live? When did you move here?
Oh, like 2 years ago?
It's got to be 2 years. Okay, because life.
We're talking like 10 years ago. There was a club called Club Hell.
Yes.
It's never been topped.
That was awesome.
It's seriously. Never. It's yeah. It's,
I was there every time, I think.
We were there every week. It was on Wednesday nights.
Oh, yeah.
In Hollywood, on like Hollywood and Ivar. Huh. And it was, I've referenced it on the show with a lot of guests, Sin Twist and other guests that we've had on here. It was great music. They had an outdoor patio. Then they had a huge dance floor and upstairs. And in the back, they had just these little booths where people would, they had dominatrixes doing different scenes in every booth. And it was it's the craziest club you've ever been to.
Yes, it was.
Joy Villa was on the show, too. She used to go to Club Hell. We were talking about that with her.
Oh, did you go to Club Fuck?
I think I went to Club... He's laughing. I went to Club Fuck once.
We used to go to Club Fuck all the time, too. Yeah. That was hardcore.
You can call a club like that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. In LA, yeah. It's Club Hell. I mean, you got to go a couple steps beyond Club Hell. It's Club Fuck. Yeah. It was Club Fuck. I'm sure I went there once.
I think that was like in Silver Lake, and it was pretty like... People were, you know, hooks and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
But they had hooks at Club Hell every now and then. But, yeah.
They were both on the same kind of vibe. I think that one was... Before the other, or I don't remember. It's been a while.
There was a whole. I keep telling people you missed like these new goths these days. They missed the whole
hardcore vibe.
Oh yeah, if you missed Club Hell. If you you missed the whole.
It was awesome.
Like, it was the ones and everything. And I see these these 20-year-old goths and they're trying to get them to play more EDM and stuff. I'm like, you don't know what it was like.
Hardcore.
We gotta, But and I've met so many lifelong friends there.
Totally.
Just standing there like, hey, yeah, some guys getting bull whipped and stuff, and that kind of thing. But so you guys like, so you've only been here 2 years.
Yeah.
Were you here long before?
Oh no! We arrived all together.
Okay.
Oh, you arrived when? The 4th of July.
No.
I arrived the 5th.
Okay, so it's almost 2 years to the day.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah, so was Dante HH big in Colombia?
The Christian pastor was
there. Yeah, I know the Christian fans. But.
We worked a lot. We made everything ourselves. We made a lot of videos and stuff. But we were doing something that was really different, and we were singing in English. So, it was kind of like... We kept getting like attention from here, and we didn't get as many opportunities down there.
Right.
So we
even though rock is huge down there.
Well, the thing is, when bands from outside go there,
right.
It's like a huge spectacle. There's even like an Iron Maiden documentary about like the show and everything. Like
right.
Like even like police cracking like skulls and everything.
We were there. Like, we were in that concert. Yeah, we were in that concert. We saw the police. Oh,
they were cracking your skulls or what?
Oh my God.
Almost. It was more like a riot.
Cavalry.
Yeah, yeah, we were there. And it's in the Flight 666 Run to the Hills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were in that concert.
But in terms of like local bands, it's like very difficult because like the scene isn't like as big. And we were like as I was saying, we were like the weirdest ones. So.
See, that kind of reminds me of the Vegas comedy scene in that a lot of great comedians go through Vegas, but the local comics just get no respect. And me being, when I was there, I was the weirdest one, and it was like, forget it.
So we just kept like getting really cool stuff out, but it was getting more attention from here than there. So we said, well, if we continue here, the band's going to like
Now, why disappear. Did you? Why was it just start writing in English?
Oh, since the beginning.
Why?
Oh, because we went to Port like
K.
We went to
that would be like Beto O'Rourke. Port K.
We went to a bilingual school and we grew up with both languages, so we were influenced by everything.
Okay.
And the type of rock that we liked sounded better to us in English,
Yeah.
And we wanted to get our message like everywhere and at least as understood as by many people as we could. And we thought, English is like something that goes better with what we're trying to do,
Okay.
And we just decided to do it like that. And there was a lot of bands doing it in both languages. So we said, we can show diversity and show that Colombia has like bands that do it in English too.
Sure.
And that was the idea, but it just didn't go very far. So we said we were either gonna like end up like ending the band, or we just like sell everything and go there and take a shot at this. And it's really insane. But
yeah, how broke were you the first year? That's got to be a shock to the system.
It was pretty. But
it was like Motley Crue, where all you like live in the same place, and
yeah, we're still living in the same
place. Oh, okay. Oh, you guys are still.
Yeah, yeah. Only that there's no more mice. In
yeah, there's
that's
no
good.
Rats.
No
now.
No rats now.
Did the Japanese guy move in there?
No. He didn't move in.
Oh, he's got his own place.
Yeah.
Because when we moved out here, we had tried to like get our bass player too to come with us, but then he said like, no, I'll help you out like the first month, and then I'll go back.
Yeah.
So we were out of a bass player, so we started looking, and then this Japanese guy came with an upright bass, and we had never tried that in our band. We used to play with normal bass, but then we said maybe it'll work. Let's see.
It works
and then
really
he
good.
Started
I like
doing
it,
and then it sounded even cooler and it looked better, totally. And then we were like, okay, now we're done to HH 2.0.
Well, you guys got a bunch of shows coming up, Liz. I'm gonna take you to one of the shows.
I totally want to go.
Yeah, we're gonna go. So,
we got a big one, July 18th at the Sugar Mill.
At the Sugar Mill in Tarzana.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
And we're gonna release
no Bullet Boys this time, just you.
No,
just us. Yeah,
us and a couple of bands that are friends of ours.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
I mean I'm picking on the Bullet Boys, but it was a weird contrast between your punk rockabilly thing and the cheese metal as good as it was 80s sound of the Bullet Boys.
Well,
what other is that the biggest band you've opened up for?
Oh, the biggest band here? We open up, like you mean here in the States?
Yeah.
Or
oh, both.
Well, actually, we played a big festival. On Mexico, called
yeah,
Hell
but it
Heaven.
Was like the state, like the
yeah,
farthest,
I don't know if you
like
can
the
call
state
that, like,
that was furthest apart from all of them.
Yeah, that Rob Zombie was there. Well, Kiss was the headliner too, right?
Cool.
Well, yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah, that's
bigger than the Bullet Boys, that's for sure.
But then playing of the big stages.
But yeah,
so that was like a stadium, and you guys
yeah,
were
no, more like a
festival.
Yeah.
So you're like
a
second stage.
Yeah.
Third stage.
More like fourth stage.
Fourth stage. Okay. I get it.
Venom was playing our stage.
Venom
was playing our stage.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So cool. The Bullet Boys are playing the fifth stage. So but, no, but you guys are all over the town, and you guys
so
are doing great. We're definitely gonna go. Go ahead.
I remember you now.
Uh oh, what happened? Tell me. What do you remember about me?
I think I remember the whole vibe back then.
Which
I
was?
Yeah, we were hanging out and talking.
I haven't seen you in so long, but. We've had so many conversations.
Yeah, I totally remember. It's all coming back to me.
An hour, it's all coming back.
I'm like really bad about like, I'm like, there's too much going on. I can only reserve so much energy for like one thing at a time.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you're smiling.
I shut things out a lot. I'm like, why don't I remember those things? But
yeah,
I think about it. It comes back.
Oh, good. Well, I was going to say, did you want to pick me up? Is that what's going to happen? There?
Well, can you get on my hips?
I can get on your hips. Hold on. So somebody got to hold the camera, though.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Can I get on your hips? Of course I can get on.
Okay.
What's this?
No, you got to point it towards us.
Okay.
Am I in there?
Here, let me get rid of some of this paraphernalia around here.
Let's see if we can. Let's do this.
Okay.
Where we have a little bit of room over here.
So just jump on my back. I'll go down.
Ooh.
Wait,
hold on.
Here, get up there.
Okay, hold on. This might not work
today. Here, I'll bear hug you.
Okay.
Wait.
Whoa!
Wait, let me get a better. Okay, you just let me do the work. Okay. There we go.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Okay, hold on. There we go. Wait, let me lean over more. Okay.
Oh, wow!
I gotcha.
I was there.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's a balancing act.
Keep that. Because I wanted to do this. Hold on.
Okay,
I got arm wrestling. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Just watch out for liquids.
Oh, yeah.
the only time I
because I know you've been kicking all those guys' asses. Maybe shoving feet in your face. But you're not going to beat me in arm wrestling.
Oh, my goodness. This is kind of a...
See? I got the advantage already. Hold on.
Not fair underwear.
Huh?
Not fair underwear.
Oh, okay. Wait a second.
Yeah, she won.
I cheated.
No, no, let's do it for real. I'm for real.
It's just like my kind of hurts my wrist a little bit. Like,
okay, well, I don't want to hurt you.
More.
You want to do left hand or?
I broke that one.
Oh, okay. All
right. Recently, I need to be okay. I'll try it like this. Okay.
Oh! I'm gonna be. Yeah, thank you. I'm gonna be honest with our audience. The first time she couldn't.
I was just being silly.
Yeah, you're being very silly. You could have beat me all those times. Did you see how easy that was? Yeah. But anyway, wow.
Yeah, there's
you
a
picked
lot of
me. There's a no. There, I could see that. There's a lot of power. Oh no. See, you can't even make a mean face though. That's the thing.
That's my whole like trick, you know.
You guys,
you'll be in the ground like,
yeah,
all it, bashed up, and she's like smiling.
You won't know what's happening. You're just like, oh yes, you know, listen to what I say and everything, and all the.
Yeah, and then you're still smiling.
Yeah, because it's fun to win.
It's so nice. It's so nice. But because I would think, yeah, some guys that are into that, they would want somebody that's meaner. But
oh, I can be mean. Really? You shouldn't. You haven't seen me mean, but
haven't
I can be mean.
What's the meanest thing you've done to a guy?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I just get that mean feeling inside. I'm like, this is kind of fun. I'm really going to ham it up. You know?
Okay.
I start getting really mean.
Ham it up. Tell me what you did to somebody.
I don't know. Some of them like to be kicked around. I start getting into it.
Like the balls?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's another thing.
That's a fetish.
I know it. Damn. Is.
Isn't that weird?
Wow. Yeah. What,
I love it because it's so fun to watch.
Well, that's
crumble
good for you, but I mean.
Crumble to nothing so easily. It's like the easy button.
That's the even best description.
Yeah.
You know, of
crumble getting, into nothing.
Because even the feet I kind of get.
No, but yeah, we
the
can
ball
assure
busting
you're
I don't
into,
get.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think that is?
I don't know, but I have got a lot. That's a big one for me.
Yeah? People like getting their balls busted by you?
Yes.
I'm serious. No, I'm sure. I didn't do that much research. So I didn't see it, but I'm sure.
I've got, if you go to my Clips for Sale store, you can pull down that fetish and see a lot of videos on that. A lot of custom videos.
Yeah. And they're like, and like, do you kick them? And they're like, oh, that's not hard. And you kick them harder.
I can do it really good. There's like a secret. You got to do like a whiplash thing, you know?
What's the secret of kicking somebody in the balls?
I mean, it has to be like kind of delicate, but like the end of a whip, kind of like that.
Oh, so you start off slow and then.
There's a special spot that just gets them every time, you know?
Yeah. It's the taint. We know
it's hurting right now. It's hurting right now.
Yeah, we're all three of us are like, yeah.
It's like a placebo effect.
Yes.
Oh, it's all, yeah, we're all.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know. You don't know.
I know, I don't know, but
no,
I do
okay.
Like it.
You like kicking guys in the balls.
Yeah, why not? It's fun. I mean, if they like it, I mean.
She's a pleaser.
Yeah. Oh.
If you want your feet in your face or kicking the balls.
No,
or...
I mean, I do it because I like it. But they like it too. But
No, but is that a turn on to you?
I mean, I don't know.
Like a really good looking guy, such as myself. If no, I don't want that. But I'm saying for a really good looking guy is like, you kick him the balls, do you get like a rush? Do you get like a sexual?
It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of have a sadistic streak. It's just funny.
Tell.
I mean, you humiliate people makes me laugh a lot. Not if they really get hurt, but only if they just fall or something, or you know, like they lose or something. It makes me laugh so hard. I don't know.
Oh man,
it's funny.
Yeah, force people to eat their vegetables.
Yeah, that's
you ever
fun.
Do that?
No, but that sounds like a good one.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to think of a vegan fetish for you. Is what I'm trying.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, eat this impossible burger. And
yeah.
Just like really.
Or die.
Exactly. Anyway, wow, where does the time go? I've had so much fun hanging out with you guys. It seems like we're just getting started.
Yeah.
But literally, that's been an hour. And
wow. Yeah.
When it goes by that fast, that's when you know it's good. But I was going to ask you. I'll ask everybody a question here. One last question. Cammy, writing, you kind of addressed this, but I was going to say, writing in a second language. and writing, you know, ostensibly poetry in a second language, it's gotta be tough.
Well, like I said, we grew up with in a bilingual school, and the thing about Colombia is that a lot of Colombians travel a lot to the States, and me and my family, we used to travel to Florida a lot.
Okay.
So I went to middle school and high school, not the whole thing, but like 1 year.
Right.
And came back. So I guess maybe that helps too.
So you think in English, you write
kind of like half, like both of them.
You sound like very fluent though. Like, you know.
Oh yeah, no.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, like it's a natural language for you.
No, the thing is that the schools in Colombia are like the, I don't know if you guys saw Harry Potter.
Yeah,
sure.
Well,
yeah.
Like they grow up all together, and
okay. So you're a wizard, basically.
I guess, yeah. Well, yeah. Art is magic, yes. You know. Yeah.
Professor Dumbledore, and who are your the guitar players that you like?
Whoa, there's like a lot.
Like, who's the one guy that you're like? I want to play like that.
The guy who always got me into it was, of course, Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page,
yeah. Jimmy Page, Billy Duffy. Billy Duffy, man.
I just
saw the Colts. We went to the Colts.
I was there.
I was there.
No,
I was kind of there.
Yeah, he was like,
what do you mean, you got kicked out? What happened?
No, was super
excited. Like, I was super
excited with alcohol.
No, I moved to Los Feliz. I live like right down the street. I walked there. I went up to the box office. Like, you got a ticket? They're like $19. And I
was
at the Greek Theater.
The Greek Theater.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
it was great. We were talking about last week. I actually thought Prayers was pretty good, and then I posted that, and everybody's like, they suck, and I found out because he's married to Kat Von D. That's why everybody hates the guy. I thought it was pretty funny.
The vows were good. What was the name of the other band?
I got there like when the Prayers got there. It was I only saw those two.
With they're in a cross. They're in a cult. Everything was pretty cool.
And too bad Hannah's not here, because I was surprised that Hannah, who normally is Ms. Metal, was really like digging like the Cult's like kind of gothier songs. Like, she's like, I hope they play Rain. I hope they play Sanctuary.
So were we.
Yeah, they played. We know Cammy and me, we love the Cult, and that was one of the bands. Unfortunately, in Colombia, you don't get to see all these bands.
Right.
And that's the cool thing about here in LA.
You got to see
them all.
They're all
So we never thought that. I personally never thought I was going to see the Cult my life. Right. And going through that
concert.
LA,
their 30th anniversary tour.
And they were playing Sonic Temple and everything. It was
great, yeah. It was a really good show. I thought it was going to be good. It was better than I thought.
I think it was pretty great. Yeah.
It was a really good concert. And Liz, so what is going on artistically for you? What's the next step? Where are you going from here?
Oh, I am going to start doing songs, and I make martial arts videos, but I want to start making music videos with a good message too, like what they're doing, but in my own way.
Martial arts, is you doing martial arts? Breaking boards, things like
that? I'll be incorporating all the things that I am and all the things that I think, and I'm going to be just making it awesome.
See, they're applauding for you.
Yeah,
now, how many boards can you break?
I've not really done... that was karate more than...
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we did... Well, kung fu, we punched sandbags to harden our bones. But yeah, I was breakdancing for 5 years too, and I remember when I first started out trying to spin on my knees, my bones could not handle the floor. But you know, you can train your bones to be very hard, and not, still to this day I can bang my bones on the ground. It's no biggie.
I'm skipping the opportunity because we do have to go. I've got a few jokes running through my head.
Let's hear.
By the time what you just said, hard bones, things like that. So how do people get a hold of you, Liz?
Liz LLA Instagram. That's
what I mistakenly said was Lizella. I got to get glasses.
Yeah, Liz LLA.
Yeah, Liz LLA on Instagram. And Liz Lorton on Facebook.
I got a Liz Lightspeed, Super Liz Lightspeed on my face. My fan page is Super Liz Lightspeed.
Super Liz Lightspeed, okay.
On my Facebook.
I'm sorry, I didn't know I was dealing with superhero here. Super Liz Lightspeed.
Clips
on
for
Facebook.
Sale if you want to see my videos. 13463.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, y'all.
There's some secret code there. I don't know.
That's the store number.
And then Cammy, Dante HH. Now you guys what's the name of the album that just came out?
Gunblade Blues, Volume 2.
Okay.
We're, releasing song by song.
Right.
Next month, we're going to release one that we wrote as a tribute to Motorhead and Lemmy.
Oh, great.
15th of July.
18th.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same day as the show. So, okay. So that's going to be like a release party.
Okay, great. Cool.
And instead of doing like a video, we made like a video game for that. So
video poker.
That's so cool.
Yeah, when we have like songs that are, we had like a 10-minute song. So instead of doing like a video, which was going to cost us a fortune and it was going to leave a lot, we made a webcomic for it, and it's on our webpage too. So we got a friend of ours who used to draw for DC and Marvel Comics from Columbia.
Yeah.
We wrote a script, and we sent him the thing, and we did the comic, and we put it up with the song. So
it's kind of a graphic novel on your own.
Yeah, website. with the song.
And what's the website?
It's DanteHH.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, Instagram, Dante Hellhounds.
Yeah, and your Cammy Rain on Instagram.
Yeah, but rather people go to...
You want people to go to the Dante Hellhounds.
Yeah.
Well, I did you want to plug your stuff? Girls, this guy's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
And he's from Colombia. He's got that Latin lover thing.
Oh, you think so?
No, you got the long hair beard thing. That's another thing that people are going into these days.
Yeah, or any acting gigs an extra or anything. Yeah, we need the money. You know, please, you can support the band.
Yeah, there's four guys in a one-bedroom apartment. Can you imagine the toilet, please? Anyway, Dante HH, we're gonna close it out with one of your songs. And thank you, all you guys, for being here.
Oh, thank
everybody.
You so much. This is a tribute to a band called Turbo Negro, actually.
I know Turbo Negro.
Is it Turbo Vixen or Kane 13?
Turbo Vixen.
Okay, Turbo Vixen, and everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye. Let's destroy some 1-6 tonight. Let's destroy it. Don't believe it. Gonna fuck some 1-6 tonight.